That a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to 95BFM The Wire. Up next, the Neighbourhood Watch. I filled in for Stuart earlier today. I had a little chat with Zoe Kounandis, who is our correspondent. She works at Radio Adelaide. So today we talked a little bit about the Medivac law, which is currently being tried to be repealed by Home Minister Peter Dutton. And we also had a little talk about tax reform. Neither of us really know a lot about tax, but we tried to talk a little bit about it. So enjoy. The first story that we're going to be talking about today is this headline that Peter Dutton is whipping up fear on the Medivac law. So I thought maybe just to start off, maybe we could just talk a little bit of history about the Medivac law. So it came about because the government was rejecting appeals for refugees on Nauru and Manus Islands to come to the Australian mainland for medical emergencies, for procedures. So the government was rejecting appeals for political reasons rather than medical reasons. What was going on there?
Yeah, so they weren't giving people the proper care that they needed on Manus Island or Nauru. And when the bill, which was passed earlier this year, it allowed in the event of a person who is seeking asylum and they require urgent medical assistance, it allows them to see two independent Australian doctors and they can recommend their temporary transfer to Australia for those people to be able to receive the proper medical care that they need.
So there's a two-stage process for refugees who require medical assistance. So firstly, the doctors would assess, and then a minister would sign off. So the minister would sign off whether or not the refugee was, they would be allowed to leave and come to Australia. So there have been 31 medical transfers, 9 have been refused. Peter Dutton has been giving some... Well, he's had some comments about why he's trying to justify why he's been refusing. What's he been saying?
So I'll just start with one from last week. He was on Sky News, which is just obvious. He was on Sky News saying this. He said in the case of women, he said that they had been, and quote, trying it on, quote, in claiming that they were raped or needed an abortion as a part of a ploy, quote, to get to Australia for medical treatment. So that was what he said last week. And then he's also said a few other things regarding why there's been rejections. He said that there's been these activist doctors who are, you know, using the law to bring people to Australia when they didn't actually require any emergency medical care. He's also said...
I saw that there's something here. He's arguing that the capacity to be transferred to Australia for emergency medical treatment will lead to a resumption of people smuggling.
Yes.
That's another
he has
fantastic comment he's made.
Well, yeah. And he's really just trying to drive the fear, this whole, like, people smuggling, like, stop the boats thing.
Yeah. Why do you think... what are the repercussions of him making these sort of comments?
It really just lacks any empathy... It lacks any logic. I mean, the government is spending millions on this, you know, what they call people smuggling problem. And this has been years and nothing, you know, they still feel that they can push fear. They're still harping on about it so that nothing's really being done. I guess the repercussions are that it just completely adds to this rhetoric in Australia, racism, which our country is built on. And it's pretty terrifying stuff from our Home Affairs Minister, you know, to completely lack empathy and logic like this and saying things, you know, especially about women, like, you know, lying about being raped and whatever. I mean, it's really quite vile.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, so he's trying to completely repeal the law. Is it likely that that will happen?
Okay. Is it likely that it will be overturned? Who really knows now that the Liberals are in power, like, they were against it, and it was such a push to even get this bill passed. You know, we hope not, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, but Moving on, though, personally no expert on tax, and tax talk does tend to confuse me a little bit. Yeah. But so basically the story is that it seems the Labour Party are a bit on the fence about their resistance to tax reforms. Yeah, so what sort of tax reform is being talked about here?
The Liberals' tax reform that they were sort of harping up during the election, it is a $158 billion three-stage income tax cut, and they're hoping to implement it by 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So this, you know, I'm going to say some numbers, but this essentially means people earning $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of $11,000, and then the government's plan is to axe the 37% rate and introduce a 30% rate for all incomes between $45,000 and $200,000. And then where Labor comes in is that they are sort of refusing to support the Coalition's full tax package. They are insisting that they want changes to the government's plan. The Shadow Treasurer, Jim Palmers, he has said that if you're on a good wicket, good on you. We want more people to be on a good wicket. I don't really know what that means. Sport talk and Australian politicians. So
yeah.
Essentially...
all timed with that Cricket World Cup. Is that happening? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Something's happening with wickets somewhere.
You're a bad New Zealander and I'm a bad Australian.
Yeah.
And essentially, they're sort of backtracking a little bit from the election. The new Labor leader... has also said that he didn't think the people earning $200,000 a year were the top end of town, which is a really interesting comment from the leader.
Yeah, so both sides are kind of making questionable comments here.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. But in saying this proposed, you know, plan, this three-stage tax plan,
mm-hmm.
Nothing is sort of set in stone yet. Parliament does resume next week, so... know a bit more then,
right.
And it's just another kind of politics. People, they're sort of, I guess the point is that Labor is, sticking up for themselves and also backtracking from their election talk and actually recognising that, I mean, in the election, Queensland predominantly voted for Liberals, and they're really backtracking, they're really sort of understanding now where they went wrong in the election,
mm-hmm.
A little too late, but yeah.
So were Labor quite opposed to these tax cuts while they were campaigning, is that?
Yeah, and they have been
right.
Quite opposed to them now.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.